Titi Torres, and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a mother, a wife, plus a 20-year multimedia executive and personality,
and your host of Tap In with Titi, the podcast,
where the culture speaks loud and clear. I'm having conversations with your favorite artists, rising stars, movers and shakers,
from the streets to the boardrooms, from healing to hustle.
New episodes every week on the Odyssey Creators Live,
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your audio.
So tap in with me, Titi.
What are you waiting for?
Today on episode 282 of Typical Chicago Fans, we have Sinkers and Floaters, the TCF Sports Minute, our MLB Mid-Season Report, World Cup Corner, and the TCF Top 3 of Exercises. Let's roll.
And I would like to wish you all the best with your podcast, Typical Chicago Fans. Again, best of luck to you and your podcast, Typical Chicago Fans. And one final thought, Zach. Go Cubs! And peace.
Hello and welcome back, Typical Chicago Fans, brought to you by our incredible sponsor, Connect Roasters Coffee. Today is episode 282. Make sure you check us out on X at Typical _ Chicago. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Give all those pages a like and a follow as well. Head on over to YouTube, type in Typical Chicago Fans, subscribe there for all of our content in video form. Wherever you get your podcast, we are there as well. So subscribe, rate, review, 5 stars, share, whatever you can, wherever you get your podcast, we are there. You can find me on X at Boomy TCF, and of course the man that I'm joined with just over here on the screen, that is Zach at Z Lilia TCF. Zach, I'm gonna say it right now, and I know I'm gonna regret this in a couple weeks. This is the nicest summer we've had in a long time, dude.
Yeah, it was like hot for maybe a few weeks, but it wasn't ever even like terrible. The worst was like the humidity.
That we had one really bad week where it was in the 90s every day. That was
when I drive home from work, it's about 3:30, and for some reason it was just like this thick humidity. Yeah, and like it would be like on the windshield and stuff, and like you try to use the wipers and it would just get all over.
Yeah,
that was about as bad as it got. But yeah, it's beautiful now. I'm actually about to head up to northern Wisconsin. And yep. It's going to be even better up there. I mean, it's last night was perfect. I went out to eat last night and we were standing outside talking. And oh my God, I'm like, I could be out here all night. Just
seriously. Beautiful. I regret because we were out playing in the yard a little bit, and I'll get to it in my sinker here. But we were just kind of hanging out. I just had a t-shirt and shorts on and sandals. Like it was the absolute, like, I think I had the same moment you did. I just kind of like looked around. I was like, why are we not just completely staying outside tonight? This is absolutely perfect weather. So I got a bad feeling August is going to be a little rough, but that's all right.
Yeah. I mean, we'll take it if that's all we really get.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's just hope if it wants to stay 77 to 85 the rest of the summer, I'd be perfectly content with that.
Yeah, I'll take 85 to 90.
Yeah. Yeah. We only had like 5 days where it was over 90.
You know? But I am in a spot now where I've worked outside for most of my adult life.
Yep.
And even probably since I was 14 or 15, I've worked outside. And now I work inside, so it's a little bit different. Like, I don't really care that much about the weather as much as I used to have to, like, always see is it going to be hot or rain or whatever. And now I just work inside, so it doesn't really bother me as much.
Big time.
You still got to love, like, going outside, and it's 70 to 75. It's football weather, but it's not football season just yet. It almost is. The training camp is right around the corner.
That is true. Hopefully on our next episode, we'll do our full college football and NFL preview, but we're still just a little early. I thought about putting it in the notes for today, but I don't want to get to that just
rookies,
yet.
Most rookies have gotten to camp already. I don't think the Bears have yet, but it's about that time of the year.
Well, let's jump into things as always to get us started. We've got sinkers and floaters. My sinker this week is one I had a couple months back, but it's critters again. So I'm back to having a couple weeks back. We found like a 1.5 foot around hole dug into my yard, and we weren't exactly sure. I mean, we live, you know, outside of town, so it could be whatever. But it was the biggest hole we've ever had in our yard. And then like 3 days after that, A town, a couple towns away, posted that there were badgers that were spotted over in Princeton. So I was like, and for everything I Googled, it was potential that this could be a badger den, which I none of these, you know, woodland critters scare me.
What do badgers do?
They're basically just like very aggressive, angry raccoons. Where raccoons will run away, badgers will fight you.
Wow.
But anywho, so set some live traps, caught a cat, and that was about it. And, you know, baiting these traps. So I called my buddy Nick over, who's got a trail cam, and he set it up. And we since then have seen two different skunks, two separate possums, cat. And yesterday woke up and there was a baby raccoon in one of the traps. So I had to go take him down to the creek. But I definitely don't think that's it. We did have a skunk get hit on the road right in front of our house. So I'm perfectly okay with, you know, live trapping these animals and then, you know, letting them go. I don't know what I'm going to do if I catch a skunk.
Yeah, that's one where I don't know what you do with that. You just maybe get rid of the trap and just it lives in the trap now.
Well, that's the problem. They'll starve in there.
Well,
but
yeah, what I think is you need a trail cam.
I think I'm going to invest in one. And
this could be like a series of who is at Boomy's house today.
Yeah, and it's funny. Like, so I was home with my son yesterday, and we were looking out the front window, and we saw this little raccoon in the trap. And so we go out there and are just kind of, you know, putzing around the yard. Got to, you know, don't want to just take my son and the raccoon out at once. So we're waiting for my wife to get home. And at some point during the day, my son looks out the front window, and he's like, "Dad, there's a cat out there." Sure enough, there was a cat in the live traps, but one of my traps, like the mechanism isn't right. And it was like eating all my food, and the live trap never went off. So the thing just ran away and got to eat all my food.
Well, at least it kind of showed you what like was wrong with the trap, technically. Yeah. But like you think about it, that cat could be also vicious.
Oh, dude. So funny enough, that's the cat that I caught. It's this big gray tomcat. And I had caught him in the trap probably about a week ago. And went to let him out, and dude, he was hissing at me.
It is crazy.
Yeah, and he was not a fan of me. Even just letting him out, as soon as I got the gate open, he took out, felt like 40 miles an hour out of this trap. And was
you think about the claws on that thing? Goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And dude, so letting the raccoon out last night, raccoons have like incredible like dexterity in their hands and are great, you know. So I'm like trying to get this thing out and he doesn't want to come out. He's got his digits like wrapped up in the cage and would not come out and was like attempting to climb back into it. I'm like, just get out of this thing. So it's always a wild adventure out here, but we got a couple wild cats and obviously a lot more woodland critters. As long as we don't catch a badger, man, I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
I've had a nice little bunny in my yard.
We had like six rabbits for a little while.
Bunnies can be vicious too.
They're, I don't know if it's just the ones that were out here. They would let us get way closer than they should have.
Well, not even like, I guess I shouldn't say vicious, but like they will dig a hole underneath your porch. Like I have concrete in my back porch and there was a hole underneath. I think they ripped up my like cushions. They were old crappy cushions anyways, but
yeah, dude, especially wild rabbits can be,
but yeah, they let you get way too close.
Yeah. My son like got way closer than he ever should have to catching one of those things.
It's kind of cool actually. I mean, in a way until it's not.
Yeah, until he catches it and then gets scratched by it. We got to go get a rabies shot.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No, not at all.
My sinker is soccer because we had the World Cup. It was fun. We'll get into it a little bit. But that last game, that shows you why it's so boring to watch soccer.
Yeah,
1-0 in extra time. Argentina was pretty much just on the defense the whole game.
Argentina had one shot on goal in 120 minutes of soccer.
Yeah, and it was in like the 115th minute.
Yeah, dude. We'll get to it a little bit deeper in, but I'm kind of thinking the same thing. Like, it was just a very lackluster finish to a great tournament.
And also, the third and fourth place game, I mean, it was fun to watch because there was a lot of goals. But what are we doing? How do you even – why would you want to play that game?
Yeah, unless there's, like, some incentive to, like – if
you can't be. There's not even an incentive to win – I mean – you get a trophy, but like you don't win money even if you win the World Cup.
Yeah, but I'm saying like what they should do is if you're going to play a third place game, be like the winner automatically qualifies for the next World Cup.
Yeah, see that just, you know what I mean? Would not like that.
They're letting 64 teams in the next tournament. Who cares?
I mean, that's also what I was going to get into. Unreal. I mean, this is becoming like, well, March Madness is awesome, but like, we're going to have a March Madness bracket.
It's all about how many games can they get on TV.
I'm fine with because I think the group play is fun to watch because there's so many games on. Like, there's four games a day. For me, I would wake up at, like, 11 or 12 and watch the games. And then as I'm going to work, there's games on. And there's a lot of games. That's fun to watch. But, yeah, the 1-0, it's a tough watch.
Yeah, it was. I actually kind of forgot it was on and turned it on late in like the 85th minute and was just shocked at like what little was going on.
And also the 2 o'clock starts were weird. I know it's probably because like in England, it's 6 o'clock or.
Yeah, all of Europe, it's like 5 to 8 o'clock there.
Yeah, so.
And it was on a Sunday.
It's in America, but we're still trying to make other countries happy. Like we should worry about our time.
No, I didn't want that championship game at 7 o'clock on Sunday.
No, but it'd be fun.
If for it me, was I like a like Friday it. Night, maybe, but like Saturday, Sunday, play it whenever.
But I'm just saying in general, all the times were made for, to make other countries excited about soccer. We should worry about us.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I know what they're doing because, I mean, it's smart. But
yeah, and you're just getting more and more eyes, which is more and more money.
So yeah, the 64-team bracket is what it's going to be. What's the point of qualifying? Every country's going to qualify.
I can't wait. I'll save it for our recap corner, but I've got some ideas. So my floater this week, it's actually from last week, technically, and that's the algorithm / views. As we've talked about here many times, I post a daily sports history video on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, you know, through the TCF account. And I don't know what it was last week, but it was without a doubt our best week on social media in the 8+ years we've had these accounts. Just on YouTube alone, we had 35,000 views last week, and nothing was different of like the schedule and the content that we put out. I can't figure this out to save my life. Like, our TikTok videos get anywhere from like 100 or 200 views, and those were all like the exact same. But for some reason last week, YouTube, it just got caught up in the algorithm, and 35,000 views on YouTube. And then like Monday came around, I posted, you know, the same kind of video, and I think it had 14 views on the video. Yeah. And then the next night, so it would have been Tuesday night, I post it going into yesterday, 3,500 views. I don't understand.
YouTube shorts are like that.
Yeah, dude, literally the day before was 14 views, and then yesterday's video was like 3,500. I don't understand it. I know, like,
I guess
my hashtags aren't any different. Nothing is different.
If it ends up on like a For You page, I don't know if that's what YouTube has, or like if it.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I don't understand how that works, but that's awesome.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. The grind is real. And I guess you just. See, you just keep posting and something's gonna go.
And I've said this from the beginning, like, I don't post these in like hoping to go viral. I enjoy sports. I enjoy history. I'm home, you know, more in the summer. So I've posted a couple, like, you know, just like random thought videos. But yeah, it was one video got like 11,000 views, and we have hundreds of videos that don't have 11,000 views combined. It makes zero sense.
It is so confusing. But you would love to be like, how did I do that? But then you would try to do it on the next video and get, like you said, 15 views.
Yeah. And that's what, like, I really didn't. I almost wanted to, like, change and post something completely different. Or, you know, because, like, if you have that big jump in views, and I'm probably boring people, but I'm still just very confused by all this because I love technology and all this, you know, social media stuff. But it just there was no change. And it was a difference of, like, almost 3,400 views from Monday to Tuesday.
Yeah, it's just and crazy.
It's also weird because, like, YouTube, like, you can like and comment, but, like, the videos aren't getting a ton of likes or comments, but are still racking up, like, thousands of views.
That's where I think, like, it must be, like, on a page where, like, you can watch it, like, really quick or something.
Yeah, I post everything to shorts.
But you know what I mean? Like, it gets on to, like, a...
Yeah,
and like just scroll past it, and maybe when they see it, it's a view. I don't know.
That's true. If it's like a compilation for you,
it's cool because it's like, okay, 35,000 views. Can we get some subscribers out of it?
Right. Like,
that's what doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Social media nowadays too.
For real, that is very true. And like I said, like one video did 11,000 views on YouTube, and then the same video on TikTok did like 110.
Well, like on X, you'll see a video that's got like 80,000 views.
Yeah.
And the account has 150 followers. Like that kind of stuff just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it blows my mind, and I still don't understand like how it all works, and I don't think I ever will.
No, I guess it's not for us to know, even though we do lots of social media. My floater is vacation because I'm about to go on vacation. I really haven't had a vacation in a few years. I'm excited. I'm only going away for like 4 days or whatever, but I'm going to a place where I've been all my life, and it's going to be fun. Just kind of chill out, go golf and go boating. We've talked about my whole like sobriety throughout the years or whatever, and this is my first time on vacation fully sober. I'm going to enjoy it a different way, which I'm very excited about. I'm going with my nephews and my sister, and my grandma's gonna be there, and my parents are gonna be there, so it's very exciting and kind of like a whole kind of like culmination of everything kind of coming together.
No, for sure, dude. And that's like, you deserve it, you know, like, obviously, you know, the sobriety, the changing in careers. But like you said, I didn't even think about this being your first trip up there, because the last time you were probably drinking or smoking or whatever. So it's like relearning. And even though it's a familiar place, a place you've been your whole life, you know, you're like taking it in a different light. Well, yeah, so.
I don't want to get too much into it, but like with the smoking and stuff, you're always trying to find out a way to go off into the distance and do that or whatever. And now you kind of get a whole trip of just focusing on just relaxing and having fun and not having to be like, worry about other things.
Yeah. What time can I sneak out and do this or that? Yeah. No, dude, we're going to Michigan next weekend for my parents' 40th anniversary. And I don't think we took a vacation last summer. No, we didn't, because I got a new job in July. So it's been 2 years for us as we've gone on vacation. First one with the little man, too. So I'm pumped for that as well.
Yeah, and like for me, I will be sleeping in the living room because just how this whole situation goes. But it's good for me because I'm going to be up way later than everybody else just because that's how my sleep schedule kind of works.
That is true.
But yeah, really excited about it. Boomy's been there.
Yeah, love that place, man.
It's fun to go to and just kind of get away for a few days.
Gotta love it. Northwoods are a great time. It should be a good trip, man. I'm happy for you. Let's jump into things. We've got the TCF Sports Minute. We're going to start with what Zach is wearing. Patty Kane back to the Blackhawks announced this morning. A big reunion. Now, it kind of sucks that he's not going to have Bedard right away. But, I mean, this is a big free agency move. And it sounds like the Blackhawks kind of won out over his hometown Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, it's very cool to see. I was listening to some podcasts about it. They always say that he maybe doesn't have like the power that he had, yeah, but he still can move the puck around. And it's just awesome to have like a reunion at the end of his career. I'm excited. It's fun. Chicago sports is just kind of crazy right now and exciting with everything going on. But I mean, I did not think that he was going to come back.
I don't know why I didn't think so.
He was going to go to Buffalo or just not go back to the Blackhawks. But yeah, it's awesome. You said it's exciting that at some point him and Bedard are going to play together. Unfortunately, it probably won't be for like the first month or so because Bedard is injured again. But it's fine. I think he signed a 2-year deal.
2-year, $8 million deal.
So he's here for at least 2 years. I think he's going to retire here. And it, in a way for us, getting to watch him win those 3 Stanley Cups in his prime time, to see him come back and get to enjoy Chicago. I know he's always lived here. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he's had a house here for forever.
It's going to be awesome. I think that he loves the United Center. And I think it's for the Blackhawks, it's going to fill that stadium up every game now.
Definitely going to. I mean, I texted my wife about it this morning. She's like, okay, we can get CHSN this year. She's like, I want to watch again.
Yeah, I know. Like my sister was talking about how she's excited to watch the Blackhawks. Like the Bulls are going to be sort of exciting to watch in a way.
Yeah,
I think CHSN is going to love this. I think everything in Chicago is loving that Patrick Kane is back. And I think that most Blackhawk games are full anyways, but now they will for sure.
Definitely. And it brings in that veteran presence, right? Kane's 37. This is definitely the end of his career. And when you have a team made up of all these young guys, you need a guy like that. And what better, player to bring in than a guy who, you know, the bulk of his career in the twilight, or not the twilight, but like the prime of his career was in this city, was in this building. And then you bring in him to interact with these young guys. I mean, Connor Bedard's still only 21 years old. You know what I mean? So like, this is the perfect guy to bring in and teach him, you know, how we be a pro. And not that these guys don't know this already, but you know, what a stepping stone it is to give these young guys, him and Frandell and all these other Kancerov, all these younger guys that, you know, what an opportunity to bring in the perfect veteran for the Blackhawks.
Because Kane has been through everything you could go through in hockey, the good and the bad. And I think it's really good for the team to have him hopefully at the end of this rebuild.
God, we hope so. With that being said, also Connor Bedard last week, it was announced the shoulder surgery, hoping out a couple months. Thinking like mid-November, but maybe December by his return. But also in that same week, signed a 5-year, $75 million extension, which, to be honest, was a little bit lower than I kind of expected. Like, if he said he wanted 20 mil, he was probably going to get 20 mil.
That's a lot of money for hockey, though. I mean, it's good for him. But, like, it's nice to see hockey contracts kind of go up.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And like being in the position he was, like the Blackhawks would have had their hands kind of tied if he, you know, would have held out for $20 million a year, and he didn't. And
so they were giving up whatever they had to.
Yeah, you have to, or you just have to admit that this rebuild is over and he's a free agent.
You can't lose Bedard. If you would have lost Bedard, it would have been bad. I think the signing of him helped get Kane.
Yes.
Knowing that he's going to be there. I mean, he's going to be there for 8 years, but he's going to be there for the rest of this for Kane's contract. This is going to help other free agents hopefully come in. They already made the big trade for, what was the guy's name?
Oh, Byard or Bayard or yeah, the guy from the defensive
player. That was huge. It's all coming together, and just now it just needs to be a good season.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And speaking of good off seasons, the Bulls finish up summer league play. They were like 1-4, 2-4. Who cares? Caleb Wilson might be the greatest basketball player the Bulls have ever drafted.
I don't know about that, but I mean, he is good.
Dude, 35 in his debut. I know it's summer league. I'm trying not to get too overhyped, but oh my God, that was fun to watch.
Don't forget about Derrick Rose.
Oh, there's also a guy named Michael Jordan, dude.
Well, yeah, but speaking of Derrick Rose on the cover, awesome. Yeah,
I'm not trying to be a hater, but like, why?
Well, I mean, there's 18 covers, so it's not like he's the only one. I've seen one with like Wemby on it. Yeah. Maybe I think there's like deluxe editions.
Okay, so the deluxe edition has there's Caitlin Clark.
Part of the game that's going to be like his number retirement. So
I don't think it's like
whatever. I think it's just cool. I think it's cool. But yeah, Caleb Wilson looks awesome. You don't want to get too excited too early.
I'm letting myself.
But, I mean, he had, what, 7 threes in his first game?
And he had 7 threes in his whole career at North Carolina.
Yeah. And when he starts playing with actual NBA players, it's going to be even more fun to watch. He seems like he's just so dedicated to the game. He's excited to get back to work already.
Yeah, he's either like the biggest dog mentality kind of guy, or he's the best media trained player in NBA history. Because like,
yeah, I don't think he's media trained in a way.
There's definitely some media.
Well, I mean, you have to when you go through a draft process, you're going to be. But I think he's just that way.
He literally was like, "I don't like." Obviously, this is after the first summer league game, but he was originally like, "You know, I don't want to sit out, you know, like I came here for a reason." And
I was getting a little nervous though. It's like, we don't have to play him maybe every game of the summer league. You just don't, you get nervous.
And then, you know, he just like, I love the clip where he's yelling at some dude from the Lakers and he's yelling, "Who are you?"
He has that mentality of, it seems like of a veteran in a way.
Yeah. I love it, man. I'm very excited. Now, on the other hand, Dalen Swain might stink.
Well, yeah.
That's what you get. Not good.
But you don't know. I really wasn't expecting too much out of it. You knew it was like a top 5 draft in a way.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you never know, though.
I'm excited, man. It's been a couple years since we've done the package to watch the Bulls and Blackhawks, but we will be getting both of them this year for sure.
Like I said, with him and Matis, it's going to be fun to watch. Josh Giddey, Norman Powell now.
Yeah.
They're going to be excited. I mean, the East is going to be so up in the air. I mean, especially when you don't know where LeBron's going at this point.
He's going to Miami.
But, you know, I think that they're going to compete this year. I always say that, but I think that it'll be fun to watch at least.
Yes, I agree. They'll be worth the 15, 20 bucks a month on.
Yeah, it's not the end of last year where it was like, what are we watching?
Yeah. And you couldn't name 40% of their starters.
Yeah. I went to a game where I think I knew two starters.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Even that was being advantageous. Moving to baseball, the Cubs sitting at 57-54. We're recording this Thursday afternoon. They are off today before they head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. 57-45, 7 games out. They do hold the number one wild card spot. I mean, we've talked about this every episode since the season started, like just the most bipolar team in baseball. But Monday's game just drove me up a wall. How do you have bases loaded, one out, and don't get anything into play?
Nothing. That is the Cubs' last few years, it seems like. Like, runners in scoring position, nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
the biggest moments.
Those pitches to Alex Bregman, like, you couldn't have asked for two better pitches when you're up 3-0 in the count. Like, what are you doing? You're Alex Bregman. Swing the bat, dude. I know what you're trying to do, and he was struggling to find the strike zone. Freaking put something into play to drive in the winning run.
Something, dude.
Something.
Just anything.
Like, even like a swinging bunt would have been better than a strike. At least give yourself an opportunity and make the other team do something.
No, it's just it's so frustrating.
I did see today, I think, that James Triantos, the prospect, is getting called up today. It'll be interesting to see. I think they're going to bring him up and try to see what they got out of him to use him as trade bait, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but he did it to Alcantara, and that didn't work out very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's these next week or so, 2 weeks, is going to be very fun to watch for the trade deadline. The Cubs will be hopefully making some moves for like starting pitching.
We'll wait on those. I got those saved up for our MLB hot corner. I've got a bunch of potential ones for us, but it's at least, you know, for having a 10-game losing streak to be able to turn the Cubs game on every day and be excited. Like, I'm bummed that the Cubs aren't playing today, right? We watch
PCA. I mean, oh, he's so good. He's so good.
Electric.
The way he makes plays out there is just insane. And then he can also, like, hit. Like,
yeah,
a two-way player is pretty crazy nowadays like that.
All right. Permission to go off on the All-Star game here for a quick second.
Oh, yeah.
Why in the hell is PCA not starting in this game?
Stupid. Is it fan voting?
No, the coach gets to decide. And wasn't
the guy who started, I don't even know him.
Dave Roberts started his own center fielder.
Yeah, insane. Especially the pop he would give. He get one of the only hits.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Like, I understand that, like, you know, we're obviously biased. I get that. But what are we talking about here?
Terrible.
Like, that's a joke. He played, what, two innings and got an at bat?
Yeah.
Like, that's a joke.
A joke. He's
pull up baseball reference and look at PCA versus Pajes, and Pajes has like one category better than him. So what are we talking about here, Dave Robert? You're a fool.
Behind Shohei, I think he is the best player in the National League right now.
Yeah, and he's at least the most electric. Of that,
they're not pitching the rest of the year.
Yeah.
MVP.
Hey, all right, before we get to the White Sox, what did you think about the home run derby?
I wasn't able to watch it.
Okay. Do you like that they went to swings instead of outs or timed?
I think it is good.
This was the perfect balance because when they just did outs, that was when Josh Hamilton hit like 40 home runs before he got 10 outs. And that, I remember that one going to like 11:45 at night. And then the timing was a disaster because they were throwing balls before they hit the ground.
Well, yeah, you could never, at least this point, you can see every home run.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I don't care that like the stats said there was whatever 400 home runs last year and only 150 hit this year. I enjoyed this so much more.
Oh yeah, I mean way better.
So keep it this way.
I watched like highlights of it. I wasn't able to actually watch it. Unfortunately,
other than the fact I had money on Schwarber to win it, and
Cardinal had to win.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that the Cardinals are underpaying him, by the way.
No kidding.
But yeah, Schwarber, what an absolute machine.
Yep. He was fun to watch. And like, as much as I hate Philadelphia and hate Philly fans, like, it was cool to see like them getting to cheer for their hometown guy in the finals.
Yeah, it's fun. I think they're going to be going forward. I think it's going to be fun. He's got to have a season next year. It'll be exciting.
Not going to happen. White Sox, on the other hand, 54-47. They are a game up on Cleveland. I mean, it's the same thing we keep talking about, man. They're just Vargas had a great All-Star game. Should have been the All-Star game MVP, in my opinion. And they have the opportunity now with such a deep, and we'll get into this in a little bit, but they have the opportunity to, you know, move a couple pieces of that farm system for guys, because you're going to be in the playoffs. You know, if you don't win your division, the American League is just awful. And the White Sox just keep winning series, and that's really all you can ask.
The only thing that they have against them is Kyle Teal can just not stay healthy.
Yeah, that's
out again with the sprained ankle. You'd like to be able to have your catcher stay healthy. But I mean, other than that, this team is, it's fun to watch. They are blowing past expectations. I think they're going to win the division. I think they are easily the best team in their division.
I do worry about their inexperience, though. Cleveland has it, and they don't.
Helps. I mean, the 2015 Cubs, think about.
Yeah, but can it help you for a full. The 2015 Cubs didn't even win the division.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're just playing for the fun of it. There's no expectations. You're not. You were projected to be last in the division. You're just having fun. Yeah. I know what you mean. But I just don't think that's going to kind of creep in. I think that they're literally just out there having fun. And that's the best way you can play baseball.
I don't disagree. And they're fun to watch, man. They really, like I've said, they're just young and dumb and don't know a whole lot better. You just got to keep the pedal down and don't get, you know, you got to do your best, especially, you know, the coaching staff's got to just, you know, keeping these guys' ears about, you know, just going out and doing it every day, because, you know, the outside noise is going to get louder when you're somewhere you're not supposed to be. So got to keep that stuff out of your head.
Yeah, and is just the rate now.
Yeah,
it's always fun. I mean, when, especially a playoff series is going to be insane there.
Yeah,
White Sox fans deserve that too, because they got one. They didn't even get to get really watch in person the 2020. Was it 2020?
Yeah, I think so. 21 maybe,
the COVID season.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And then kind of fell off from there, but it's exciting.
It is. It's a fun summer of baseball. In
it's always
Chicago
good when both Chicago teams are competitive.
Big time. Big time. Before we move on, we've got to give a big shout out to our friends over at Connect Roasters Coffee, the best coffee around that you are going to find. They work with our guy, Dom Frederick. They work with Ian Happ, Gold Glove winner. What more do you need to know? So go check their stuff out. Get that over to their website, connectroasters.com. Find them on X at Connect Roasters. Get yourself over to the storefront in Bourbonnais and tell them the TCF boys said hello. So as always, a big shout out to our friends over at Connect Roasters. We've got our MLB midseason report, mostly on the Cubs and Sox, what they've done so far, what they need to do at the deadline, and maybe an updated version of who we think are going to win these divisions. But let's start here. The Cubs clearly need to add some sort of arm. I'm going to throw a couple of these big names out. I don't think the Cubs are going to be in on these. Maybe. I don't know. Tarek Skubal, obviously the biggest name in the market. He's probably going to be a rental. He's a free agent.
I think if you trade for him, you would make sure he's not. But I don't think he is going to sign a contract until the new deal is with MLB. So I don't think he's going to sign with anybody anytime soon. But, I mean, I'd give up a lot just to have him for a few months, honestly. I mean,
would you give up, like,
this is a
combination of Matt Shaw and Alcantara, and then some more prospects?
Oh, yeah. I mean, give them whatever they want, honestly. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because this is baseball. You have a chance to compete. I know you're 7 games back in the division right now. The Brewers piss me off.
Yeah.
They're how good they can be.
I know.
But you're going to be in the wild card. So I think the Cubs are going to be in the playoffs in some way. And you don't want to waste it. You look what happened last year. Starting pitching is why I think that they got into the spot that they were in the game 5, yep, where they had to fight just to get there. So I think you do whatever you can to at least get. I mean, you'd love to get Skubal. Skubal? Am I saying that
Skubal.
Right?
Skubal.
But you got to do anything to get something.
What would you be willing to give up for like an Aroldis Chapman? I know the Red Sox have been surging. They haven't lost since like the first week of July.
Same thing. I mean, I wouldn't say you give up everything, but you give up what they want because you have to have a closer and you need a starter.
Yeah.
I think the relief pitching in the middle is all right. You're going to get Steele. That's probably going to go to the bullpen. So that'll help the bullpen. And if you get like Skubal, I don't know why it's tripping me up. then you can move one of the starters to the bullpen probably, and that will help the bullpen. So I think you got to get a starter and you got to get a closer.
Yeah. I'll throw out some starter names that Buster only put out there. Robbie Ray, a 3.3 ERA, 96 strikeouts and a 1.3 whip. I would love Robbie Ray from the Giants. I don't know what his contract is. Here's the one that I hadn't really thought about and I think would probably end up costing a lot. Clay Holmes from the Mets, 2.39 ERA with a 1.10 whip. That might be my number one choice. I'll be very honest with you.
They pretty much need to look at what teams are bad and who is their number one.
Freddie Peralta was another name that's gotten thrown out. I didn't realize Freddie's got over a 5 ERA.
But he plays for the Mets.
Yeah. He's still got a 5 ERA.
I know, but I'm just saying the Mets are not. Sometimes it's just tough.
Yeah.
I'm not going off the – I would take him. I would take –
Less
anyone that can be a one or two
for him than Clay Holmes or Robbie Ray.
You're not giving up the same for every player, but I'm just saying I would like the Cubs to go out and just make a move for, like I said, a one or two.
Yeah, and Kevin Gausman was the other name, and Kevin Gausman put the White Sox on his no trade list,
which is wild.
Yeah, maybe just. Doesn't like the White Sox. I don't know.
I guess, but I mean, they're going to compete. Why would you not want to compete?
I think my order of those four would go Holmes, Ray, Peralta, or Gausman, Peralta, I think.
Yeah, because they said Skubal's at the top of every list.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just kind of – any four of those other guys I'd take. I mean, they have to get a starter. And you'd like to see him get a closer, but you have to get a starter.
Big time. And the White Sox, on the other hand, they don't really have to do a whole lot. I do think they need to pick up another starter. One of the names that's been thrown out a lot is Brady Singer from the Reds. I'm a big Brady Singer fan. He went to Florida, so I've known about him for a long time. But as you know, you don't have to go out and sell the farm for a Skubal when you can, you know, maybe trade, you know, a couple other prospects and pick up a guy like Singer who, you know, can be one of your three or four starters in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're in a great spot where they're competing in the division and they can kind of just fill spots where they want. They don't need anything, really.
Yeah. That's very true.
They can just kind of like let the trades kind of come to them.
Yeah, I think they're in a good spot, man. I really do.
They can make a big move and be good or not make a good big move and still be good. I think that either way, unlike the Cubs, who have to make a move at a certain position, they don't have to make you always fill certain positions. But, like, they don't have to.
Oh, definitely. It's one where, like, if they can pick up a guy like Singer for a couple prospects, great. But if you don't make a move, it's not, you know, the sky is falling.
No. But, yeah. I mean, it's exciting for the White Sox to even be in a spot where, like, you're not trading good players at the deadline, like the last multiple years.
The one name I've kind of heard cooling off, though, Sonny Gray. I haven't heard.
Yeah, I would love to have Sonny Gray, too. I mean, dude, sometimes these pitchers just need a change in a competing team.
Sonny Gray's got a 2.4 ERA and a 1.12 whip. Yeah. Sonny Gray's having a good year. But, like, a lot of this, and even there was, I think Buster Olney was talking about Wilson Contreras getting traded. I mean, Boston hasn't lost since July 9th.
Yeah, that's the problem with Aroldis Chapman. I don't know if they're going to want to get rid of him if they're going to be competing.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's going to
be games in a row or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. Joe Ryan's another name I haven't heard a ton about lately.
But don't forget, like, we'll go back to the Cubs for a second. Palencia is still there.
Yeah.
Which is nice to have once he can get healthy. But, yeah, the White Sox are in a spot where, like, you're in a spot to win the division, but also you don't really, like, have to make a splash trade at the deadline, which is very rare.
Yes, absolutely. It could be, and there's some other names that I keep, you know, seeing. And I don't think we've even talked about the White Sox picking up Rock Chulowski first overall in the draft, and then taking Jim Thome's son in the supplementary round.
I'd say baseball is the toughest sport to watch the draft in because
hockey.
No. I'm saying because those guys are going to take a very long time to get to Major League Baseball.
It's getting shorter than it used to be.
But though, you know what I mean? They start in low A and then and it's just a weird, like, it's weird having a draft in the middle
in
of a
season. Yeah.
I didn't mean it like the draft is bad to watch.
Hockey's pretty similar to baseball in that sense, though, because, like, the top three picks are potentially.
But at least there's not, like, hockey is, it's pretty quick draft. Baseball draft is very long.
Not as long as it used to be. Remember, it used to be 40 rounds.
Well, I mean, yeah, bring it down from 40 doesn't mean it's not long. Yeah. But still, I mean, what I mean is just it takes a while to get, like, there's so many levels to go through.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Let's look at it right now. We'll go through the divisions. Who's leading those divisions? Who do we think is still going to win those divisions? I will hand up. I think I picked the Royals to win the AL Central, and they have the second worst record in baseball.
If you would have picked, or like you have a ticket on the White Sox to win the division, you could win some big money. Yeah, like
plus 2,200. When we did our episode on predictions anyway. American League East, the Rays are in first in the division. Yankees are 2.5 out. Red Sox surging. The Red Sox did lose yesterday. So
yeah, they lost their first game. It was their first game in a while.
They're 7 games out. Who's winning that division?
I think the Red Sox is going to come back and win this division.
They're 7 games out on July 23rd.
That's fine. The Cubs are too, and I think the Cubs are going to win the division.
No, they're not. You're out of your
mind. I think that they will. I think that they have something going that's crazy. And I just feel like the Rays are going to fall off.
I think the Yankees are going to win this division.
I don't have any faith in the Yankees.
I got more faith in the Yankees than I do the Red Sox.
Oh, no.
Is recency bias if I've ever heard it.
That's fine.
Red Sox are not good.
I think they are.
They're surging, but they're not good. AL Central, Sox are up a game.
I think the Sox take it. I think that they have something going. Who do you think is going to win it?
Cleveland.
Oh, give me a break, dude.
The White Sox are going to let all the outside. Oh, you're playing so good. It's all going to hit them a little bit.
I don't understand why you think they're going to like allow this. I think the Sox, they don't care. They don't listen to the outside. They're just guys
that care more than baseball
for fun.
They care more than you think. They're going to start here.
Give me a break.
They're going to start here in the church.
The White Sox take it. I don't like Cleveland.
I don't either, but I don't like the White Sox.
I mean, I like their team. Like, I'm not saying like the organization itself.
American League West, this division shouldn't be allowed to have anybody in the playoffs. Texas is leading the division at 51-51, and the Mariners are a half game out. Houston's 2 games out.
I think this is going to be like the old school, like, Seahawks, like 49ers,
yeah,
when they were like both were like right around 500. One of these teams is going to be right around 500.
This sucks. This division,
I think,
sucks.
Texas is going to win it, but like, does it really matter? I don't think any of these teams are going to make it anywhere within the playoffs. And it's weird, like, the second place team probably isn't going to compete in the wild card.
That's very true. I'll take the Mariners just for the sake of they are pretty much the same team from last year that made it to the American League Championship. And they, you know, got that little bit. But in the same breath, the Rangers were in the World Series like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think this is.
Or won the World Series.
This might be a who cares division.
Very much a who cares division. National League East, the Braves are up 4.5 on the Phillies.
I think the Phillies take it.
No way.
Dude, Phillies are good.
The Braves are gooder.
And that's not a word. Is it a word?
No, it's not.
I said that not knowing anything.
complete stab.
I don't know. I think the Braves started off hot, but they have not been playing as well as they started off. At one point, them and the Cubs were the best two records in baseball.
Yeah. I just don't think Philly's that good either.
But like,
I don't know.
Speaking of the division, what a absolute disgrace the Mets are.
Yeah. Relegate the Mets down to like the Pacific Coast League or something. That's a
joke. And Juan Soto, is that going to be one of the worst signings?
Yeah,
I mean, he might, his stats or whatever, but he doesn't help that team at all.
Loser.
I think I remember when that happened. I mean, he was so excited. Everyone was excited. This big contract. I think it's going to be a bad contract.
Yeah,
I mean, that's looking at it right now, not knowing that when he signed, and I would have taken him on the Cubs. But
100%.
It just seems like I don't know. It just seems like the locker room or clubhouse is not very, very good.
I agree. National League Central, you've already said it. I want to say the Cubs are going to win the division, but dude, Milwaukee just, like you said,
at some point they have to have a bad stretch. I mean,
we've been saying that for 4 years, and they haven't done it.
This is annoying me so bad.
They're so good.
Reds have really fallen off.
The Reds are awful.
They started off in a team where I thought they were going to compete bad.
I thought they were going to do something with Eugenio Suarez, and he still continues to kill the Cubs, but he stinks too.
Pirates bad.
The Pirates are still above 500. It's still a good division.
Yeah, and the Cardinals, ugh.
Yeah, they're starting to realize.
Yeah, I hope they lose every game the rest of the season. I cannot. I mean, I know you listen to mostly sports or watch mostly sports. They were so right. Cardinals fans suck, dude.
Yes, they do.
The whole organization sucks. I'm not going to lie. For me, it goes Packers, Cardinals on my hate.
Idiot.
Shut up. But the Cardinals, I mean, what have you done lately? I know the Cubs haven't won. The problem is they haven't won a World Series, but they won a World Series more recently than the Cardinals.
You are correct.
I mean, a place where you never hear anything good from the organization.
Yeah.
Players leave and they're like, oh, we don't like it here. Wilson Contreras wanted to leave there.
Wilson Contreras sucks.
That's what I mean. He wanted to leave the Cardinals.
That's true.
It's a great rant to have, but the Cardinals, ugh.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are dumb enough to say that anybody other than the Dodgers is going to win the West, right?
Oh, no. The Dodgers, they
dude,
are annoying.
It's just not fair.
But I mean, at least they're like supposed to be good, and they're good.
Yeah, like people were predicting like Dodgers Mets in the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers have the most wins in baseball, and the Mets,
because at least you spend a lot of money, but also you get something in return.
Yes. Yeah.
But dude, I mean, Dodgers, think about it. The Dodgers are probably the main reason that there's going to be no season next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, that's what sucks. This is such a good season for at least the National League. And then you're just going to lose all that momentum.
Yep. I just don't see a world where they're playing baseball.
And also, it sucks that if the All-Star game doesn't happen next year, you just get skipped over.
Yeah, well, they'll get it then once on the wraparound. So it'll be
that's 5 years from now.
Yeah, if there's still baseball by then.
Oh, they'll be booming. Baseball ain't going away.
I mean, at this rate, at some of these proposals, we may never have professional baseball again.
They're gonna figure something out, but one more thing about baseball, that 2016 reunion, amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Have you been listening to the podcast? It's awesome.
I actually have not, but I'm being on vacation. I think I'm going to kind of like binge a lot of it and listen to it all at one time. Man, having the, I think it's like a 2016 way or whatever. I can't wait to go see that next time I go to a Cubs game. And
before just remembering we move on to soccer, we didn't talk about the Bruce Levine tweet.
Oh, yeah, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Did you see Theo Epstein had a shirt?
Yeah, the Twinkledee and
Tweedledum. That is a throwback, though, because I don't remember the last time that somebody accidentally tweeted a DM.
Yeah, it's been a hot
minute, dude. He is old.
I love Bruce Levine. That's such an old man thing to do.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
that's why maybe pop up in real time.
Maybe why when you get to a certain age, you maybe should stop reporting.
I think it was the night of the Home Run Derby, and I'm sitting there like refreshing Twitter, and I saw it like legitimately like right away. It had like maybe 100 impressions on the vid or on the tweet, and I'm like, wait, this isn't, something's going on here. And then you just see everything start coming in, and it's like in the same breath, like, we better find out who he was saying.
Yeah, who was he? That's what I was wondering. Who was he talking to?
Because anybody in that coaching staff that is comfortable enough with him saying things like that, I think I want out.
He has to go.
He's got to go.
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Craig Counsell, but I mean, we can't have this guy in the clubhouse. Bad vibes.
I'd be willing to bet. I don't even think it was Tommy Hotovy. I'd be willing to bet it was like the assistant to the, the pitching coach or something like that. I think it was Craig Counsell.
Before we move on, I have to say this. Have you ever watched the Dan Patrick show? I have it on TV right now. This guy lives the life.
He has a basketball court.
I mean, he just has an absolute like fantasy factory for a show.
Oh yeah. And it's funny to like see all these guys now and then ESPN going through their layoffs. And
speaking of that, like, what is ESPN doing? Why would they let him go on air, Ryan Clark go on air, and like, you knew what was going to happen?
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, this is I saw Tirico got fired.
Yeah. Who was the other big name? I've seen so many.
I don't go to ESPN for my news anymore, so I don't really care. I literally
only ever pull it up like when we're recording, just because it gets me to like scores and stuff real fast.
Yeah, like I watch SportsCenter every once in a while, like we were just talking about, but I don't really.
And I like ESPN the Pat McAfee show. I do. I don't watch it super often, but like them going $60 million for him, and then I'm pulling up the list. Ryan Clark, Carl Ravage. That's a disgrace. Carl Ravage is
he's so good.
Yeah.
He is going to go somewhere and make a lot of money. I think this is good for him.
Yeah. And just a ton of other names because
they're going so far away from baseball.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, they don't even have Sunday Night Baseball anymore.
No, they don't have Sunday Night Baseball. Like,
ESPN.
They're pretty much going like football heavy and like hockey heavy because they have a lot of hockey.
Yeah, I think like four teams announced that all of their games are broadcast through ESPN now.
Yeah, like I said, I have no problem with the Pat McAfee stuff, but like, I don't know if you can rely on him to hold up ESPN.
There's things about advertisement dollars that we don't.
Well, I see like Busting with the Boys are going to have their own college football show on there. Like that, because they're huge on college football. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know the direction they're trying to go.
I agree. We've gotten completely off task here, but this is some great fodder. I love it. We'll get ourselves back on a little recap of the World Cup. Zach, you've been a soccer guy. You played soccer in high school. I played up through eighth grade, but like we don't really like follow soccer outside of international soccer. I thought this World Cup was phenomenal. I think there was only like one or two games that were like complete blowouts. Unfortunately, the U.S. was involved in one. Was it a success for the United States soccer?
No, not at all.
I don't think so either.
Not even close.
If you lose a game to Belgium in extra time, like 2-1 or 3-2, whatever, then I'd say yeah. If they would have
gotten to the next round, because the round of 16 is like pretty much the first round of knockouts and usual play, like before they expanded. And they played terrible, unmotivated. I think also like the U.S. players from before coming out, I thought that was a little weird too. Like, are they just kind of hated? Like, what did you guys do? The girls USA team did win gold.
Yeah, people like, forget like the United States actually stuff, has like, won four World Cups.
Like Clint Dempsey, like I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah.
Landon Donovan coming out, like what was the point of that?
Yeah.
But I think it was not at all a success for the USA on home soil, and you get embarrassed. You had all this momentum behind you, and then you just go out and do that.
I mean, that game was over in like the first 60
seconds. I wasn't expecting them to win, but like the whole thing.
I would be sitting here saying, no, it's a success if you lose 2-1 in the, 98th minute.
But to lose the and then to lose like that to Belgium after what, especially okay, this whole thing, I think was it Norway or something or Belgium is like protesting this red card still. Get over it, dude. Get over it.
That was annoying.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to tell me FIFA is corrupt?
No, you think?
But like, yeah, they ruined everything. This could have been so big for USA soccer. And I think the way that it went out, it ruined everything.
Yeah. Like we said earlier, though, next World Cup expanding to 64. Like you said, at least
that's not for sure yet.
Right.
It's not going to happen, but that's not like 100% because you got 4 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you'd have to probably make that decision pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because they're going to start qualifying pretty soon. But
Morocco, Spain, Portugal, and Spain, I believe.
Spain gave up like one goal in the knockout rounds. They were easily the best team.
Dude, they were just suffocating.
Argentina was just playing to not lose that game.
Yep. 100%. It was. Do you think that having this, because this is our first hosted World Cup since 94, like it was kind of wild to see like how popular soccer got for a month and a half, though.
Well, I mean, some countries were traveling 15, 20 hours on a plane to get to this game, and it was packed.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine this tournament had to make some good money for some people.
Well, I think every World Cup does, but
oh, yeah.
It's one of those things like when we kind of live in this bubble of like football, baseball, hockey, basketball, you don't realize like in other countries, soccer is just huge.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And like
it's a lifestyle for a lot of countries. And that's why USA will never be like a top dog in it.
Yeah. It's just not as built into our society.
One of our best players was only on the team because he was born in the U.S., but was living in London.
Yeah, but in the same breath, there's multiple players on the Mexico team that were born
in the United States.
So that goes both ways.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's what, like, we have to go out and find other. You're not going to find a lot of USA players.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting how they do it. I mean, look at the World Baseball Classic. Like that's just how it goes. But it just showed you that like USA is never going to be, like super competitive.
That's a good way to put it. I don't know, man. I'm not the biggest soccer guy. I love internationals. Like I'll watch the CONCACAF games if they're on ESPN, and stuff like that. But like I really did enjoy watching this tournament.
Well, yeah, the four games a day it helps a lot. And then the knockout rounds get fun because there's going to have to be a winner, hopefully some penalty kicks or whatever.
And I brushed up on my Spanish because I couldn't find games in English, so I watched like 8 to 10 games in Spanish.
But for that last game to end in penalty kicks would have been sick.
Yeah, it would have. Yes, it would have. I don't know.
But overall, great World Cup, a dud of a last game.
Yeah.
Well, that is soccer. I mean – probably realistically, that's a great soccer game in a way. But for me, that 6-4 game, though, in the third place game was awesome.
And we get next summer.
Those games, those goals counting towards like the top goal scorers is stupid.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Yeah, because like Mbappe had like a, I think a goal or something that put him in the top of the list. Shouldn't have counted.
Women's World Cup next June 24th to July 25th in Brazil.
That'll be fun.
USA going for World Cup number 5.
Yeah, see, at least we're competitive in that one.
Yeah, that is very true. We should be allowed to have the next men's World Cup in like 10 years.
What do you mean?
It was great having
it here. You mean 12 years?
Yeah, 12 years. We shouldn't have to wait another 30 years.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But what do I know? Let's wrap things up. As always, we've got the TCF top three to wrap up the show. And we're going to do our favorite exercises.
Well, this is got to be the worst one you've ever picked.
I knew you were going to hate it.
This is terrible.
I was putting this together at the gym. So I was like, and this doesn't necessarily, Zach, have to be like lifting weights or like, do you, you know, like think about something you could do at like a YMCA. So it could be, you know, different
cardio. It doesn't make this any better, but we'll work with it.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
I'll go first.
Let's hear it.
A good bench.
Bench press, barbell or dumbbells?
The bar.
Okay.
It's only it looks cool and like it's quite easy to do in a way. Like not like easy to lift, but like you just go and do that. You don't need anything really special to do.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good first. That's what probably should be like when people say I'm going to the gym, that's probably like the first thing that pops into your mind.
Yeah. But there's then so the next day sucks.
Yeah. There's a couple of these that I love doing. I just can't do it anymore because of my back. So I'm not even going to take them. My first is going to be, I'll do like a barbell bicep curl. That's what I think of.
You just feel jacked doing it.
Yeah, big time. My second one, I will do like a barbell skull crusher. You got to work the triceps. The tricep is 2/3 of your muscle from your elbow to your shoulder. So you got to work those triceps. I love lifting triceps.
I'm going to say this again. This sucks. I don't even know. What would be a workout that I'd even do? I mean, I work out in a weird way, like lifting. Can I use my exercises?
Sure.
Lifting fish tanks. Because I mean, you gotta get like around them, and I don't know what workout that would be.
It would probably be like a deadlift.
Yeah, I mean, some of these like 75-gallon tanks.
I was wondering, like, what is your average fish tank weigh that you're picking up every night?
Between 75 and or 50 and 75, or like the on the heavy side.
Pounds?
Gallons. Sorry.
How many pounds?
Like, I don't really know. Because it just goes by gallons. It doesn't tell you like the weight.
Okay. Let me see if I can.
So like, yeah, I don't know.
How much does it?
They're like 75-gallon tanks.
Fish tank weigh without water. According to Google, a 50-gallon glass fish tank typically weighs 100 pounds.
What?
There's no way that's right. Because then it says an empty 50-gallon. So that's at must have been a full. It says between 20 and 30 pounds.
Yeah, and I'm moving them pretty quickly. So, yeah. I'd say quite a bit.
Right on. Do you have a third-round pick? You go with a cardio. Which cardio machine do you like doing?
No, I can't do cardio. My knees are terrible. I mean, this – I can't even I don't know the last time I actually like worked out.
I'm trying to think like when we did back during COVID, like the stuff you were good at.
I'm good at nothing workout wise. Let's see here.
What is all like treadmill walking?
Yeah, I'll walk on a treadmill.
Yeah, do you like that more than like the elliptical?
Yeah.
Do you?
Elliptical's pretty hard on the knees.
Yeah. You must not be doing it right.
I'm just saying like the motion of it.
Yeah, that's fair.
On a treadmill, you just walk straight.
My last pick, I'm probably going to keep it biceps and triceps. Those are my favorite workouts to do. Actually, no, I'll add my cardio in, though. Pretty much the only cardio that I do anymore, and that's kind of like yours. It's walking on a treadmill, but turning the elevation way up.
That sounds...
So it's called incline
exactly walking. Exactly like what I do.
You don't put the elevation on. Sometimes. You're walking on a flat surface.
You never get crazy.
You, dude, that's you the best
Say way
to get to burn calories. You just turn that thing up and walk. I've burned more calories doing incline walking than I ever did like on an elliptical.
You get elliptical.
I'll take fine. That's my backup.
Because
you're not even touching that incline.
I would do is the stair one.
The stair sucks. I wear a size 15. My feet don't fit on that damn thing.
Well, that's you got clown feet, but I mean.
You're not wrong.
That's not bad though.
I enjoy if they could make a stair stepper that would fit my shoe on it, I would do that a lot. But it just like burns out my Achilles tendons because my stupid heels are hanging off the back of it.
This is going to go down as the worst TCF top three of all time.
Not my fault you didn't do any research before.
No. I didn't need what research would I have done? There was no research needed. The research is I don't do any of it.
Well, let's see. What else? I love doing lat pull downs, working my lats, anything biceps and triceps. I did chest today. I'm not the biggest chest guy. Yeah, anything upper back, I'm a big fan of.
Now, we can tell you don't do legs.
That's not true. I have tree trunks over here.
Yeah.
And listen, you must be in my brain because I've had to take off of legs for 2 weeks because I pinched a nerve in my back again.
Well, that's
so now I'm feeling self-conscious about my legs.
Everything you say, like I hurt my back, this and that, just don't work out.
No.
Well, you don't have the luxury that I do of working out at work.
Yeah, right? That's true.
As it's ups and downs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna not work out. I'm just gonna not do legs for 2 weeks and hope everything heals.
Yeah, in my head, I go, well, I lifted a bunch of fish tanks. I don't think that's actually as much help as it think it is, but I feel like I'm pretty good shape.
Yeah. You're in better shape than you were before you started this job.
Yeah.
So
I'm not as fat.
Facts. Well, that's going to do it for us guys. That was probably the worst TCF top three because Zach hasn't touched a weight since the Obama administration.
I mean, no one wants to hear about exercises.
Yeah,
either.
They do.
Hardo.
I threw it out there because I just wanted to hear what you were going to come up with.
Yeah, this is one of those ones people are going to be like, ugh.
We'll have a better one next time. As always, guys, thanks for
a nice walk is the best exercise.
With zero incline.
No, just on like walking outside.
Oh, yeah. We got to get back to that. Go hit the those hiking trails out by the lake.
Yeah, we'll. I don't know.
See, I just wants to walk down the street, hang a left, yeah, hang I mean, right, I'll hang walk right
to my golf cart, and then go golf, and then walk back to my car.
We should try a morning where we do that speed golfing, where we run to our ball. Dude,
miss me with that? That sounds terrible. I go golfing to enjoy myself, not like. Imagine if you have a bad hit. You're like, I got to run all the way over there.
Or you only have to run 8 feet that way because you topped it.
Yeah, I would actually just use a putter.
We might have to do this sometime.
No, I mean, no.
Or we could put a bet on a game and the loser has to speed golf 3 holes.
We'll do that maybe with like Bears Packers this year. Right. We'll make an exercise bet.
All right, we can do that. We'll hammer out the details, but that's going to do it for episode 282. As always, shout out to our friends at Connect Roasters. Go check out them and their delicious coffee. Find us on X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, like all those pages for all of our content everywhere. Head over to wherever you get your podcasts for we're on all of those. So subscribe, rate, review, 5 stars, whatever the case may be. Check us out there. Send to a couple friends if you can. You can find me on X at BoomyTCF and of course Zach at ZLiliaTCF. That's going to do it for us. Thanks for checking in. We'll hopefully be back soon. That was episode 282 of Typical Chicago Fans. We love you all.
Peace.